Use the Talents Entrusted, November 25. Unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Let not my brother question God's wise arrangements, for God hath said he will make his strength perfect in your weakness. Ever bear a humble, contrite heart, and you will afford God an opportunity of manifesting his love and grace to the frail instrument. Let not one moment be wasted in lamenting the opportunities you never had. You have often thought, if I had been in another position in life, and had had the advantages that many others have had, I might have had a larger capital to invest for my Lord. The Lord knew all about this matter when he selected you for the work he has given you to do. In God's beautiful arrangement, the one talent may be increased by use, even becoming 10. And ever remember that God will accept according to what a man hath, and not according to what he hath not. See, God has given you your talents. He has chosen you to bear responsibilities, not because you had a thorough education, not because you were an orator, or a man of brilliant intellect. He chose you because through his grace you walked humbly with God, and manifested faithfulness in that which is least. Jesus has been delivering his goods to his servants age after age. One generation after another has been gathering up the hereditary trust, the talents have increased largely by use, and have descended to us. We are as his hired servants. He has bought us, paid the ransom money in his own blood to secure our willing service. Some, like yourself, feel the responsibility of trading upon the goods of heaven committed to them. You long to bring a greater income to your Lord. You are unreconciled to the smallness of the largest gifts which you can lay on the altar for Christ. The utmost of time and effort you can give to the Master seems all too little, and you bemoan the imperfect service. Look to the uplifted Savior. He is not dead and in Joseph's new tomb, with a great stone rolled before it. He has risen. He stands as our great High Priest. He maketh intercession for you. All he asks of you is just to use the talents entrusted. If you think that God has given you 5 talents, then be consoled that he does not require of you the improvement of 10. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I bid you look up. The rainbow of promise is encircling the throne. To a general conference leader.